The publication of the Manifesto Několik Vět, or A Few Sentences, was a milestone in the final year of communism in Czechoslovakia. After being broadcast by Radio Free Europe and Voice of America on June 29, 1989, the document, calling for the release of political prisoners and other freedoms, was eventually signed by around 40,000 people. Ian Willoughby discussed its contribution to the eventual fall of communism with historian Jakub Jareš.
The contribution of Několik Vět petition was quite important, but even more important was, of course, what happened in the Soviet Union and what happened afterwards in Poland and Hungary. And I guess that even these developments in the foreign countries contributed much to the public response to Několik Vět in Czechoslovakia.
Among the signatories of Několik Vět, we find the names of actors like Zdeněk Svěrák and Rudolf Hrušinský. Is that a sign that the opposition to the communists was spreading beyond the dissent to become more kind of mainstream, if you will?
Yeah, it was definitely the goal to concentrate on this, let's say, celebrities, famous people, which could attract the ordinary people. And behind this Několik Vět petition was a quite well-elaborated strategy by Václav Havel, how they will proliferate the petition among the public, not only by help of these significant personalities, but also by the media strategy in the Western radios broadcasting to Czechoslovakia.
When you speak about the strategy, is that the reason that Václav Havel and the other authors didn't call for the end of the constitutionally guaranteed leading position of the Communist Party in the manifesto?
Yes and no. They definitely wanted to attract more people, and therefore the text is somehow moderate. But I think that it's also the question of what you can imagine at the moment when the Communist Party is still in the power. You cannot imagine that you could demand something like the end of the communist regime, because it's not the question of the day.
40,000 people signed the manifesto, A Few Sentences. I guess that was completely unprecedented in terms of the size of the move.
Yeah, definitely. It was something extraordinary since 1968, something extraordinary for the world normalization period. But we must admit it wasn't the first petition which provoked kind of broader attention. The very first one was the petition of artists and workers in the culture in winter 1989, which demanded the release of Václav Havel from the prison. And actually, the dissidents witnessed that this petition gained attention among the artists. There were about some couple hundreds of signatories. And therefore, they decided that they will do something for even broader public than just artists. So this was this experience which motivated them to write Několik Vět.
So basically what you're saying is the manifesto, A Few Sentences, was one of many steps on the road to democracy in Czechoslovakia at that time.
Definitely, but Několik Vět was really important, that one of the most important before 17th November 1989.